So I said we were going to talk about data compression. So the motivating example, because this is an example that will actually keep coming up for a long time, is Morse code. The last telegram was sent only a couple of years ago. But when Morse code, when the telegraph was invented, you know how a telegraph works. You've got a wire, and you just make or break an electric circuit on the wire. And somebody sitting at the other end of the wire hears the circuit being made or broken. So there's really only make or break are the only two states that the telegraph wire can be in. And it was a revolution of kinds, although for a while no one quite knew what to do with it, when Morse started communicating information over telegrams. Telegrams only lasted actually a relatively short time because the telephone was invented only a few decades later. But while they existed, they were they covered the earth. So the question was, how do you, since you can't have, at this point there were no voice signals, there was no intonation, there was nothing but make or break, how do you encode messages? And Morse developed this code where you would either have a short pulse or a longer pulse, and then you'd have a little bit of a gap, silent gap in between characters. A is dot dash, B is dash dot dot dot, C is dash dot dash dot, D is dash dot dot, E is dot, and so on. Okay, and my question for you is, why is E dot? Why did he pick dot as the code for the letter E? Yeah. Because it's the most common letter, and therefore, say a little more. You want the shortest signal for that because what are you trying to conserve? Power, maybe. Probably something else. Time, right? You want to send your message in as little time as possible. Because, you know, if your telegram wires got fully occupied with people sending messages, you'd rather figure out some way to make the messages shorter than figure out ways to lay another wire between Boston and Philadelphia, right? So, you know, this is a data compression was in there from the beginning. So you tend to make the shorter, the more frequent letters, shorter. Now, Morse didn't actually do this exactly right, but that he basically followed that principle. If you go through and you measure the frequency in the English language of letters, you get some frequency distribution like this. J's are extremely uncommon. About 12% of the letters are E's. T is the second most common. A is the third most common. I is the fourth most common, and so on. E-T-A-I-O-N. S-H-R-D-L-U, ATN Shurdlu, that's a little thing that people remember. Okay, and in general, you know, he followed this rule. The J, which is very uncommon, is a four, you know, is a dot, dot and three dashes, and likewise X is of length four, and so on.